I'll second.
Second by Amo. Any other discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Rita?
Yes.
Amo?
Yes.
Very good. Motion carries. Moving on to the consent agenda this evening. One item. It's the minutes of the regular meeting on January 12th, 2016. Did everybody have a chance to go through those? Any corrections? No.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion's been made by Shirley to approve the consent agenda. Second? Second by Alan. Any further discussion? Not hearing any. Roll call, please.
Amo?
Yeah.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. We're going to move right along to our reports this evening. And first on the list is Krista. Floor is yours.
Sales tax revenue for December was $48,357.80. Raw fish tax was $735.79. Bank balances are there for December and revenue and expenditure guidelines. I'll be working on the gaming report here in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
With Shannon. No.
Is that a good thing?
It's a hard report.
Any questions for Krista? Not hearing any, thank you. We're going to move right along this evening to our city administrator, and Andy, the floor is yours.
Okay, good evening. We went over all of these items at the workshop today, so I'll be brief, but later this month, the state starts issuing licenses for marijuana commercialization businesses, and Sandpoint voters passed the ballot initiative in favor of commercializing marijuana in the same way that alcohol is retailed. So with that in mind, what other communities are doing around the state is looking at their tax levels for marijuana. If you tax it differently, my recommendation, and I think the police manager of public safety recommendation as well, would be to look at that. So, for instance, in Fairbanks, they've passed a 5% tax for marijuana. It's 15% in Bethel, and I think most communities around the state that are doing it are somewhere in between that range. Any tax change would require a vote on the ballot, and while doing that, looking at other taxes that we have on public health, that have a public health impact, such as alcohol, such as cigarettes, are also being looked at around the state, too. So, for the October ballot, I'd say it'd be a good idea if we have some sort of language in mind then, and it can be put before the voters for a tax change. But again, we've got several months to look into that and learn and see what other communities around the state are doing and see if the legislature even has time to tweak anything else. But it's just something to put in front of people so that we're thinking about it. With the docket placements, we'll be finding out more next week when we meet with the project managers down in Juneau, but they are moving forward with it. They've contacted Shannon from Mooney about someone that can do some marine mammal observing. I think that's going to be in preparation for geotech exploration that they do here probably within a month. And P&D will start going through the alternatives that we had in the preliminary design. So anyway, it's a good sign that it's still on the STIP, Statewide Transportation Improvement Plan list for funding, and DOT said they are confident that they can meet the schedule and the funding obligations for that. So I think that's pretty good news for Sandpoint, given most news out of the state in Juneau is not so good. So we'll continue to work on that, and hopefully it proceeds as planned. As I just said, the mayor and I are going to Juneau next week, and the DOC will be one of the things we'll talk about. We'll meet with the Department of Commerce and discuss annexation, things like revenue sharing, new state tax proposals, meet with DOT commissioner to talk about airport certification, which we'll touch on a little bit later, and probably the Commissioner of Fish and Game, because there's few big issues in front of Sandpoint right now, and Commissioner Cotton will hopefully hear our side and be a good advocate for the community. We're also trying to meet with the governor, and we kind of talked earlier, usually when you get 15 minutes with the governor, you have one or two things to talk about. We'll invite him for a 50th anniversary and maybe even discuss our jail situation too. I think John brought that up. That's a good thing we can touch on, rural jails. And it's a big issue and something that we've discussed at length at Sandpoint before. We were kind of unjustly carrying a lot of costs and burden that other communities don't have to. TDX has their grant to install electric boilers at the school and clinic. Still trying to find out more information on that and see what it's going to mean for the clinic. And as we discussed today, we might want to roll any sort of maintenance issues or training things that we have into our new maintenance agreement with EAT. We need to renew that document anyway. It's a year and a half old and needs a little updating. And also, TDX has an application in that ranks second in the state for renewable energy funding for a high penetration wind system, which I find is kind of interesting. It's kind of a unique system that no one else around the state is doing. You can find more under FYI. Also, under FYI, there's a document about something we're calling Aleutian Fiber, trying to bring fiber optic to the Aleutian region. I'll let you know how that goes, but several folks, including the Alley-Oop Corp and APIA and PICTA and everyone, are really interested in trying to make this happen. And I think anyone who would ever want to stream Netflix or something at Sandpoint would also like to see that happen. So we'll see where that goes. I think the EAT director, Jennifer Harrison, is going to be out at Sandpoint in a month or two. And one of the things she'll probably talk about is the Oxford House model that their board passed their meeting last month. That's a concept that has taken hold in a few houses across Anchorage and in Fairbanks, and it's basically assistance for those that are battling addiction or substance abuse. And we talked a little bit about the workshops. I won't belabor that very much, but I think what we can do to help is a good thing at the city level, and we'll see where that goes. Attached a couple spreadsheets of our costs for legal expenses and in the Anchorage office for the past year. We'll get a dividend from the Anchorage office usually around May. I expect that'll be $20,000 to $25,000 in total. And a little recap of our health insurance savings. And with that, I'll leave it there.
Okay. Very good. Questions for Andy? Cheryl?
So, we own the clinic.
Correct.
EATS leases it. Who pays the fuel and electric? And
they do.
Okay.
Yeah. We do cover presently probably a big portion of maintenance. We get a grant that's turned over to us through EAT for about $2,000. Am I correct?
$2,000 a month.
Yeah. And that we go toward that, but I think we need to take another look at the situation.
So it would benefit EATS to get that boiler.
Correct.
In there.
Yes.
Yeah. And that was the original plan.
That was in the original grant writing. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Shirley. Questions, Andy? Not hearing any. Thank you. We're going to move right on this evening to our Department of Public Safety. And John, the floor is yours.
Thank you and good evening. In the packet, you'll find our statistical report for last month. I can just say we made it through the month without any significant major events, which is a good thing. One positive accomplishment in January was that we finished training for our youngest officer who is now out and operating on his own, and it's allowing us to free up a little bit of free time to be in schools visiting Colton and the other folks there and do some stuff that we've been looking forward to getting to when we have more manpower. So we're there. In our report, you'll notice our EMS numbers were up pretty far last month. A lot of calls coming in and then good responses. And I'd like to thank the council. You approved allowing the ambulance to bill for their service to insurance companies, which has built a kettle of money or a plan for a kettle of money that EMTs are being paid for each call, which is $50 a call, which isn't too much for almost always 2 or 3 hours at a time out of their personal lives. And I know for sure this has impacted the interest in running, so we're seeing people respond quicker with more enthusiasm, and I'm hoping that it builds numbers as we have EMT classes and ETT classes coming up in the future. One other thing recently was a positive was meeting with DOT on the airport. We reviewed what they're going to need from us in the event that we change the security plan for the airport and level of security and whatnot. And excited for that to move forward. And I say that in part on behalf of making the fire report next, which is that there's a chance we could wrap up a position if the city develops one with also having a fire chief, which would resolve a long-standing issue of lack of interest. So we're hoping, but in the meantime, we are continuing on, as I mentioned earlier, and real appreciative of Dave and his crew who are willing to go when they can and when we have an emergency. So thanks for that, Dave. Unless there are questions, that about wraps it up.
Thanks, John. Any additional questions? Not hearing any, thank you. Moving right along to Department of Public Works. And
good evening.
You have Adder there, Dave?
Yeah, I'll be back a little over a month now, and things are going really good. We're graded roads a few times this last month, plowed snow a few times. We put a lot of sand down due to the freezing and thawing and freezing in a matter of 20 minutes. We hauled 150 yards of crushed rock out of Jozak's pile down to Trident's container yard. We ditched Department Hill in the playground area. We serviced the used oil burners in the shop in the recycle center. We removed an abandoned skip that was up on top of the landfill road and took it down to the landfill. We fixed the landfill explorer that was having electrical problems. We changed out the steering pump on our cat grader. We changed out the transmission on one of the cop cars, and we have another transmission that should be here soon. We finished rebuilding the flatbed. It used to be the old garbage truck, the blue flatbed. And we ended up putting on a new set of door hinges, new clutch, new clutch pedal assembly, master cylinder, a neutral safety switch, so now it won't start in gear unless you push the clutch down. We replaced the brake line on the little Ranger for the recycle center, and that was a big job because we had to pull the box off and pull the fuel tank off in order to get at the brake line. Put new blades on both graders, and then in the last couple weeks we had a 10-inch water main that started leaking out of flange on the other side of the water plant, and a 10-inch main was our finished product going up to the water tank. It had already been chlorinated, and so that was a couple day project there. And then in the landfill we had to weld on the bucket on the skid steer. In the recycling center, we rebuilt the oil furnace burner in there. I had to buy a new controller for it. It was burnt up due to our nice, probably, electricity. And as far as water sewer, Alan also had in his paperwork that we fixed the 10-inch water main. We replaced the flush valve on the guide lift station on one of the pumps. We received the rebuilt Trident lift station pump. We'll be putting that in this week. But what caused it was a green industrial mop head, which got into the impeller system and pushed the shaft down, which took the seal out. So it was a total failure of the pump. I think it cost us about $4,000. Replaced the floats at the jumps lift station. Repaired leaks on the water supply line at the old post office in Russiantown. And that's about it.
Any questions for Dave? Not hearing any. Thank you again. We're moving right on to the boat harbor. The report is in your packet. It's really quick. They are busy. They've been working on vehicles also and keeping the used oils moving up to Dave's neighborhood. And I think their biggest thing they've been working on is some blocking. I know they ordered lumber, and I think they're getting those completed. So everything's moving ahead down there. Harbor. With that, we're going to move on. We got a Peter Pan tip-off champion here tonight. He's going to give us an update on our Sandpoint School. So, Colton.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys. Start off with stuff for student council. We got a new advisor since our social studies teacher was our advisor, and she left. So we got our new advisor, Ms. Sargent, the science teacher. So she's been helping us stay more organized, more active with us. It's good. And we started painting the region circles we're going to put up in the gym. And then also we picked a prom theme. It's going to be Gold Gone Wild. And we're planning for it to be on April 30th. We also have a Valentine's Day dance going on February 13th up at the school. But that's all we got for student council. Then for the school, we got a new social studies teacher. His name is Mr. David Sills. He's got a son, too, in the junior class. Then we also had the geography B last month, and the winner was Edmund, and he also won district, so he's going to take the written test, see if he can make the state. Then the spelling B was today, too, and I think Isaac won that.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. And then for boys basketball, we lost our home games here to King Cove, and the girls went to King Cove that time and also lost, but and that was January 29th and 30th. But then we went over to Peter Pan tip off the tournament they did over in King Cove, and the boys won it. We beat New Haven first, Port Alls were second, and then King Cove in the championship. And then the girls got third. So that was awesome time. They did a really good job hosting it.
Good. Go Eagles.
Yeah. Okay, for games coming up, we got girls at home and boys at King Cove February 19th and 20th. And then girls at Dutch Harbor and Dutch Harbor boys and T-Jax in Cove will be here February 26th to 27th, I think. Then regionals are March 9th to 12th. The boys' regionals is going to be here, and the girls' regionals is going to be in New Haven.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Well, to see some state-bound teams.
Yeah.
Okay, well, very good. Thanks, Colton. Is there any questions for Colton, Shirley?
During the regionals, does South Point and King Cove boys participate?
Yes, but only region. I think only one team could go to state, though, still.
From our region. It may be different on the other one because I think there's some backhauling or something, so both girls' teams are going to be able to go to regions up in...
Oh, they are.
Yeah, so that's going to be nice. So whatever happens, there could be strangeness happen, I could see too. So, which would be nice.
Yeah.
But if, say, for example, if another team won and one from our area, that team will still go to state. Mm-hmm. So even if they get second place. So anyway, we're hoping for some state-bound teams. So.
Yeah.
Very good. Andy?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I'll be here next month for the regionals are going on. I'm glad we're not, our city council meeting's not going head-to-head with the basketball game either. March 9th. But how did Bristol Bay go? I know. Did King Cove boys win that?
Yeah, King Cove boys won that. And then we could have done better, but we got, I don't know what place we got. There was 10 boys teams and 10 girls teams there. That was a really awesome tournament, too.
It was a different setup. I mean, when you lost, you were pretty much gone. So you played first, you didn't get to... It
wasn't really a round robin.
Yeah, it was a little different setup. So you kind of, if you were just set up the way you were set up when you lost first, you were gone. So,
yeah.
But it sounded like it was still a good tournament, though.
Yeah, we played KLA first, beat them. Then we played Bristol Bay second and lost to them. Just, we were ahead the whole game and lost it in the fourth quarter. We should have won that game. That threw us off the whole tournament, and I hurt my hip that game, and we had a game the next day against Dillingham. We should have won that one, too, and lost.
It's all part of the game.
Yeah.
Been there, done that. Other questions for Colton? Not hearing any. Thank you for coming this evening, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. We're moving on to hearings, ordinances, and resolutions. Number one on the agenda is 2016-01, our ATV regulations first reading. We will not be tackling that this evening. That will be postponed to our April meeting. And I do believe we have some handouts that I think all council has, and we may have saved a couple of those for the two that didn't make it this evening. And anyway, so we'll have chances to discuss that in an April meeting. We'll get that taken care of in the workshop and have something to present at council for the evening. So, and you guys sort of keep involved in this too, and hopefully maybe we can get some of the individuals who may be affected by it. But we'll work on that for the April meeting. So, with that, I'm going to push on to number two. It's ordinance 2016-02. It's our sales tax clarification, and it's our second reading. And I'm going to let you hit on that a little bit, Andy, and then we'll move forward with it.
Okay. Well, there is a memo from Brooks in there. And one, talking about this, one thing I failed to mention earlier today, and this is a related to the idea that Councilmember Starnes had about charging mortgage, maybe in the harbor, Humboldt Harbor, you know, even when someone's not at a float. And Brooks said, yeah, that's totally feasible, and it's fairly common in communities around Alaska. So for instance, it's the port of Dutch Harbor, the port of Nome. What we'd have to do is just basically expand from where our ordinance is and say the port of Sandpoint includes such and such, and that's, and it's very much within our rights to be able to do that if it's an avenue we want to pursue. But anyway, related to this ordinance, this is really to make it clear in the sales tax code that transactions that happen within the city boundaries are subject to sales tax. So it doesn't matter if that transaction happens in Tokyo or Seattle or wherever, but the transaction of product happens within the city boundary, that's subject to sales tax. It also makes clear in the there in Section 4 that this doesn't apply to people that are already paying a sales tax or a raw fish tax, so a processor or a fisherman already. This is not meant to capture that. It's meant to capture transactions that happen within the city that maybe the services are sold somewhere else. That's kind of it in a nutshell.
Right. Very good. Thanks, Andy. With that, I'd entertain a motion to put on the floor for the second reading of Ordinance 2016-02.
I'll make a motion to put Ordinance 2016-02 on the floor for second reading.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Marita. Is there any further discussion? Is there anything else that anybody had questions about from Andy and or itself? Everybody's got a good grasp it?
Yeah.
Okay, if that's the case, I'd entertain a motion to adopt ordinance.
I'll make a motion to adopt ordinance 2016-02.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Amo. Any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Alan?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Abel?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. Thank you, guys. Nothing under old business. We have a couple updates coming up underneath there. But starting out with new business, number one is our Janice Raveloff Memorial Easter Egg Hunt donation request. Previous years, we have donated $300 to the egg hunt, and all I can say, it is a good one of the good things that happens in the community every year, and the kids love it, and a large turnout. So, what are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to donate the same as last year to the Janice Raveloff Easter Egg Hunt.
Okay, motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Oh, sorry.
Second. By Alan. Okay, $300. Okay, any further discussion? Not hearing any, roll call, please.
Marita?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Amel?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Very good. We'll get that off. I guess you're here, so we'll take care of that and Jade and everybody, and that helps out with the, getting all the eggs. And do the kids do all the coloring and all that?
Yeah, the store donates the eggs, and then we give them to the kids to color.
Up at school. Okay. Well, very good. Thank you, guys. Moving right along to number two, QTT Imagination Library Donation Request. We did have somebody from the tribe up here this evening. Nikki was here. And I do believe that we all came to the same conclusion. What are the council's wishes?
I'll make a motion to donate the under $10 for a monthly to every one child on the program for 1 month.
Okay, very good. I do have a motion by Shirley. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Amo. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any roll call, please.
I was just going to say that I see those books coming in the mail, so and there are some happening. Nice looking books. The kids have been going on for many years now. Yeah. Like very nice.
They love getting books in the mail.
5 years younger, you get a book every month.
It's a good program.
In the mail.
Okay, very good. Thanks for that comment, Cheryl. And roll call, please.
Amo?
Yes.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Allen?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. That one carries. We're going to move on to number three. It's an update on our annexation. And again, one of the reasons that we're postponed our ATV till April, for Allen, is, we need to address this situation, and so there'll be a little more time spent on it at the next meeting. So I'll let you hit on a little more highlights there, Andy.
Okay, well, it's in the packet there in the memo. I tried to explain that as best as I could what the procedure is. But, yeah, as the mayor stated, before we submit a petition to the local boundary commission, we have to have a pre-submission hearing on any sort of annexation since we're going through the legislative review process. What that means is, since we're attempting to acquire a territory that doesn't have any residents in it, no one can vote for it. So therefore, it's the legislature that has to approve the petition. So we need to have that in order for them to hear it at the beginning of the 2017 session. So if we stay along this timeline, have a hearing next month, and everything goes well, and then put forward a council resolution in April, things just line up nicely in case we get 50 million fish in the summer or something like that. You know, we can't have any sort of hearings or something. It's just good to kind of lay the tracks here in the spring to have this petition go forward during the summer. So that's what this is about. I will say we'll have to have the pre-submission hearing scheduled at 6:30. It's posted around town, and there'll be a couple PSAs on the radio starting next week. But we'll have to do it at 6:30 sharp. It'll probably take about 30 or 45 minutes to get through it before the council meeting on March 8th. So that's kind of how we lined it up. But so there are the summary of the petition is here. I think it's 6 or 7 pages, just kind of hitting the notes that the local boundary commission wants in the summary. There's a stack of those in Shannon's office. There's a couple of the full petitions that people can look at. It's basically the same thing, just more wordy. And yeah, we'll have the first public hearing on that in March. And I've spoken to Stanley, Mayor Stanley Mack. Spoke to him this morning about it. He was in favor. I've spoken to the borough administrator. He's in favor of it. And he's definitely being open. If anyone has any questions, they can definitely feel free to call or email me. And I'm sure some people will in the next 30 days. So, yeah.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Addie. Any questions more than we had this afternoon? Again, this was just updates, and we'll follow through at the next month's meeting. Not hearing anything, we're going to move right along to our update on our airport recertification. And again, you touched on that. We will be visiting with folks in Juneau. But and again, thanks to John for visiting with our friends that came in, when was it, last week? And spent the time with them and walked through all the airport stuff. But did you want to hit on a little few more of the finer parts? I think it's pretty much set out there.
Yeah. I mean, the DOT has kind of staked their position. They'd like to have this be a recent reimbursable contract to us. We kind of said, you make an employee like you do in other airports. So we're kind of at a, but We're going to meet with him. Danny Siebert's going to accompany us next week, actually meeting with the DOT commissioner and their aviation commissioner. And I think it's not something we have to do. It's more in others' best interest, although we'd really love to see it happen. But that's kind of the position that we have as well, right? So we'll see how it goes next week. I think July 1, a good chance to happen. We'll just see how much assistance we can get.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Andy. Any further questions? Not hearing any, we're going to move on to number 5 under new business. It's Swampsea. Again, as we discussed this afternoon, the Swampsea's annual meeting is coming up on March 2nd through the 4th. I'm sorry. You'd have to fly on the 1st. And we're discussing on, I do believe we were thinking about sending 2 people to the meetings, and also that we talked about doing a coffee break, which was, refresh my memory, 750? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, are we still on the same page? What are the council's wishes?
Do you need a motion to sponsor the coffee break?
Yes. And to send 2 folks.
Well, I'll make a motion for the city to sponsor this coffee break at Swampsea and to send 2 delegates.
Very good. Motion's been made by Shirley. Do I have a second? Second by Alan. Is there any further discussion? Not hearing any, a roll call, please.
Shirley?
Yes.
Marita?
Yes.
Emil?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Motion carries. And if you have interest, please keep in touch with Shannon over here, and we'll get that figured out. So, with that, we were in a little rush this afternoon, so we can slow down a bit, and we're going to start with Alan this evening. No, we're not. We are going to look out at the audience. Any public comments this evening? Well, I got smiles anyway. Okay, we are going to bypass and close that portion of the meeting and move on to council comments, and we're going to start with Alan.
I don't have any.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, very good. Thanks, Alan. Marita?
I have nothing.
Okay, thanks, Marita. Shirley?
No, I'm good.
Okay, thank you, Shirley. And Amos?
nothing really right now.
Okay, well, very good. Wow. With that, I'm going to entertain a motion of adjournment.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Motion's been made by Marita. Do I have a second?
Second
by Shirley. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you guys for coming out this evening. And did well. So everybody have a good evening. Enjoy that nice wind and rain out there.